This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited about our guest today, Swish Goswami. He's built a multi-hyphenate career. 22 years old, he's already a serial entrepreneur for a long time. LinkedIn youth editor, past Fortune 500 consultant for companies such as Google, American Express, and others. A venture capitalist, a UN youth ambassador, three-time TEDx speaker, disruptor, curator, a builder, an influencer, and CEO and co-founder of TrueFan. Swish, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
This is not just a marketing show, but you know, this is mostly business focused and leadership focused. Tell me more about the product that you have and how it's making an impact right now for businesses.
Totally. Yeah. So we've iterated the product now. I mean, we're 2.5 year approaching 3 year old company. And the initial idea for TrueFan was simple. It was, let's build a dashboard where every brand and influencer could see their top fans, their top engaged and influential followers on Twitter and Instagram. Then about kind of 2 years later, after we acquired a platform called SocialRank out of New York, we became kind of this full suite social intelligence platform that could help a brand make smarter marketing decisions using data. So we could not only show you your top fans, we could also give you your competitor's top fans. We could allow you to compare your social audience to other people's audiences and see brand overlap. And I think where we're now going to in this kind of like, I guess going into our third year really, is a broader idea that's also now around, okay, we can build a great segmentation and analytics platform, but can we actually now generate first party data from you? Because I think a lot of people in the world are seeing this whole news about TikTok right now, and they're scared because a lot of people, creators and brands, would likely lose their community of 20, 200,000, 2 million followers if TikTok went down. And the problem is no user on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook truly owns their audience. They're playing on rented property. Right. So what we want to do is we want to say, in the case that a TikTok does fall, maybe there's a platform like TrueFan that can help you at least get some contact information, emails, phone numbers, postal codes of your followers and the people that genuinely appreciate your content. So that even if TikTok falls, you still control your audience in some way.
It's critical. With our agency, we work through a lot of marketing plans where, especially post-COVID, which, you know, we don't want to date this content, but post-COVID, where finally some brands that have maybe been dinosaurs or slow to change are going, how else can I have outreach and meaningful communication? They've been slow to adapt, right? And so this is a game changer to know who your audience is critical. I've been surprised at how many brands have not taken the time to do that, and now they're forced to. And if a big platform goes down like TikTok, well, you've lost that audience.
Exactly. And so I think, personally speaking, the reason why I love the platform that we built even before with the segmentation software we've been building out now for 2.5 years is it's catered to not just the big enterprises, but it's catered to small businesses. You know, it's why in the last kind of 6-7 months since the start of 2020, we've brought on close to 1,000 small businesses to our platform, over 4,000 free users, because we built a pricing plan that's affordable for them. And we've also built a platform that, in my opinion, is easy to use. It's not a lot of marketing jargon. You don't need to be a data scientist to come on and understand what's going on. It's built for small business owners.